Welcome to the Blacklist After Buzz After Show, episode 8. Alexander Kirk, no, what's it called? Dr. Shaw, the Dr. conclusion. Adrian Shaw, the conclusion. Someone's wearing a blouse, and it's not me.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Is this it? Massive Attack? Voodoo Shmoodoo?
Love me some Massive Attack. Voodoo in my blood.
Welcome to the Blacklist After Buzz After Show. We are here to the with the wonderful. You're so smug.
Smug as a bug in a rug.
We're at the fall. Was it the
fall finale?
The fall finale.
Yes.
I'm Joe Braswell. I'm joined as always by the lovely Julia Carley.
Hi. Hello. I'm here. That's me.
All right. That's still you.
Mild to moderately conscious.
And I'm joined finally by the not so lovely Joe Sanfilippo.
You could say the smug, the correct, the ultimately proved right.
False sense
Lord
of victory
for kingship, correct man in charge.
Oh my gosh.
And wait, do we have a link? I don't have a link to our feed here. Oh, because we didn't send one out. We didn't send out the tweet.
Oh, well there you go.
Sorry, that's okay. Anyway, we're here.
We're here.
So, this episode.
Can I ask you a question, Braz?
Yes.
If your name was Lizzie Keene and I were to ask you, who's your daddy? And maybe you were in the audience yesterday. What would you say?
I would say, I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
What?
Wow. Actually, you know what I would say?
First of all, Lizzie Keene doesn't know.
You know what I would say?
I said if you were in the audience.
Oh. No. I would say, my dad's dead.
Oh my god!
And I'm so happy.
Oh, the desperation is thick. I'm wearing hip waders to get through the piles of desperation you're puking all over this studio.
I am. I want to get to our.
I just wish that the nice people who listen to our show and have listened to our show for four seasons,
right?
They would just write to you and tell you how sad they are that you're deluded.
Is our chat open?
I don't know. I don't know if our chat's open.
Oh,
we're
sorry.
Working on it.
Sorry,
we're working on it because I will say this.
Soapboxy over here.
I'm just going to say that.
Oh, go ahead and vamp. I'll let you do.
I've been all alone in this for quite a while. I've said it from jump. I don't think I wavered a couple times. I did. And then every time I come back, now he's your father. He's got to be. And then today, it's proven. It's truth serum in between the knuckles, in the neck. Truth serum. Oh, I can't. What about.
Like, here's what the good. Lovely Jody,
you tell me what Jody
Walker
has
to say about this, and she, you know, and I love that Jody Walker. She can't join us today because we had a little bit of a time change. And if you're with us right now, apologize for being late, folks. We had to change times today, but we are here. If you're checking us out live on YouTube, thank you very much for checking us out live on YouTube in real time. If you're listening to us on iTunes after the fact, thank you for listening to us on iTunes. And if you're watching us on YouTube after the fact, thank you for doing that.
I certainly hope your show gets to be a little bit better later on.
Jody says something like, Raymond Reddington, you are the father.
I mean, maybe, probably, right? He definitely said, yes, Elizabeth is my daughter. I heard him, but he said it in some sort of drug or pain-induced trance while trying not to get syringed to death by his arch nemesis.
See?
And immediately following this hypothetical, what do you want me to say? Yes, is that what you want me to say? Yes, that is what I want you to say. She goes on to say, all I've wanted is for this show to finally confirm that Raymond Reddington is Elizabeth Keene's father, and when it finally does, I hardly feel like I can trust the information. Right? I think I understand now why Liz acts like such a doofus sometimes. It's very confusing to hear the truth you've been longing for and still not know if it's really the truth, and in that way the Blacklist midseason finale succeeds in giving us answers, but doesn't take away the questions. Damn them.
So, Flippo, where is
here's
proof
what I'm saying.
You are convinced of?
Are you kidding me? He comes out and he says, I'm her father. He says, what do you want me to say? He's on truth serum in between the knuckles. You can dig. They give themselves
that's not truth serum.
They give themselves an out. They give themselves like, hey, the potentiality of him not being it. But let's be real. That last scene at the end when he's holding the baby, I always knew that my father would want to meet my. I don't remember exactly how she says it. And he's holding the baby. First, he looks in on the room and he sees the baby in the crib with Liz. And all on his face is, my legacy is secure. That's what's on his grill. Then he comes into the thing, and he's holding the baby, and she says, I know my father would have wanted to, and he says, I know he would have too. Boom, he's holding the baby in the shot. Are you insane, people?
That means nothing.
Oh! Oh, madness!
Oh my God, Flippo.
You brought
madness.
You are so desperate to be right,
Julia,
on this issue.
You brought some stuff down there.
I did bring some.
Could
things.
Not be
I don't
more
know
right.
Who's going to be wearing this.
What did you bring?
Could not be more right.
I brought some blouse options. I desperately look for things that might
tell
fit.
Us people who are on this show.
Couple gentlemen who are well over 6 feet tall.
Yeah, that's a 6
hello,
foot four.
Watson King. Watson King says, I know a writer on the show who live tweeted, bam, yes, he's telling the truth.
Oh!
Maybe that's the benefit of Blacklist. Wow.
Uh-oh.
What?
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Yep.
Uh-oh. Wow.
What do you know, Watson Keane? Watson Keane's just on your side.
Maybe that's the... Oh, wow. This is getting serious.
Well,
let's
wearing.
Take a look.
Let's take a look.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's take a look at some of the selections Jules has brought in to
first
us today.
Of all, I have a nice flowy floral little
oh,
number.
Oh, that is nice.
Nice pink, a little see-through, ladies.
Yeah,
so
transparent,
get
just in case.
A little off-the-shoulder pink number. Ooh, you know, you guys
simple,
have really
but elegant.
Nice shoulders.
Off the shoulder.
Yeah.
And then in case none of these fit, because you boys are big boys, mm-hmm. I have a good old classic fringed poncho.
Oh, classic, not exactly seasonal, but absolutely
French poncho.
Lovely.
All right. So you guys vote out there.
All right. Well, look,
vote. What vote?
This
is
a done deal.
There's no vote necessary.
No, there's no vote necessary. I want to hear some music though. I'd like to hear the stripper if that's possible. If they can find that. I don't know if he can find
is
that
this
for
happening?
Us.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. What color is it?
What is this?
Oh. What is it?
All right. It's happening.
Oh, it's peach, or is it salmon? I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a whole lot of man in this place. All look right. at this.
There it is. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Ooh,
I hope you're all happy.
Just got hot.
There it
wow.
is.
Wow.
Oh, my.
I'm dying.
I don't know where you found a blouse that big. I don't know where you went.
Let me sort myself out of here.
Wow.
That's a good look.
That is
like
a good
that?
Look. That is a really nice color. It really right. pops against your skin.
Give that man some love. There
look
it is. Jason's got you.
None of those are slutty enough for Braswell. Thanks.
It's like they know just, you.
Well, it's happening right now in real time. There I am. I'm sorry. All right, so this means nothing to you who are listening on iTunes, and nothing to you guys who are listening on the podcast. But one of the three of us is wearing a top.
Jason says you're rocking that pink.
Thank you.
It is adorable.
Here I am. So let's talk about the show.
Let's give a little background just in case people are not clear that we have this ongoing bet about whether or not.
That's right.
And this goes back a different show, a different
back
panel.
To Hannibal.
Right.
Yeah, I don't remember. Is it Hannibal?
It was Hannibal.
Yeah. I made a very strong bet that a certain character had been whacked, right? And I was wrong. And so I had to wear the yellow blouse of shame. And now
yellow
Braz,
and ruffled.
Yeah, it was ruffled.
It was very ruffled.
Yes. Yeah. And now Braz has to wear the slightly simpler peach blouse of
shame.
Slightly simpler. But it's definitely more low cut.
It
tasteful.
Is. It is. So. And he didn't have time to... Yeah, and the man didn't have time for all that much grooming. He didn't like to accept the truth of this whole scene.
Oh, you're getting modest on us now?
Yes. All right. I am actually bright red. You can't tell. I'm an African American gentleman, and you can't tell. All right. So here we are. All right. So the Blacklist.
The Blacklist.
I will say, listen,
AKA A Tale of Lizzie and Her Dad.
I agree. It felt pretty real. It is definitely. I agree with Jody. It was kind of like, maybe I am kind of. I guess if you, but it was. It seemed pretty clear to me.
You know where the cell was? The cell was when he was fighting it. When he was I don't remember the stepdad's name. What was his name?
Charlie.
Yeah. Was it Charlie
or adoptive
Sam?
Father.
Sam.
Sorry.
Sam's dad.
Right.
That was him trying to be in the program, and then and he gave up. Now, to me, that was if it wasn't a lock before, that was a lock.
Yes,
lock. Ching ching.
Golden Toe said, "What I'm wearing is tasteful, yet kind of whorish."
I agree.
Which is what I was going for.
Oddly enough,
it's the title of my autobiography. Title of my memoir.
Tasteful, a little
whorish.
No, but I think we actually learned a lot in that last little bit. That last, what we've been waiting for, at least what I've been waiting for here, is this confrontation between Red and Alexander Kirk or Constantine, because two fine actors squaring off. I thought it would be some sort of big fight, it'd be whatever, but I like the fact we finally got them, you know, face to face, squaring off, and I thought that was a good payoff.
I think so too.
That was well acted scene. We did get to learn about a little bit about Katarina, who was an agent there to...
They were both assignments.
Yeah, both assignments. Or at least, or Constantine may have been a cover.
Well, that makes it an assignment anyway.
Alluded to the fact that you probably were an assignment.
Yeah.
Yes.
You had money, you had access, she needed growth. Right.
Yeah.
Or you could have been a cover while she got to me.
Absolutely.
But I think Red was saying, hey man, we're both played. Like, we're both played. Like, this chick...
You know what I love about both of them? They were unapologetically in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
Despite
she's
the fact
good, man.
That she runs a brick through a plate glass window,
yep.
They're both, like, just still in love. How many years later?
She's a good spy. She's like, like a Kerry Russell on The Americans.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a good spy. And, you know, not for anything, she's, she's the opposite of what, was it Dickmatized? Is that what's happening?
Who was Dickmatized?
I can't remember who was Dickmatized.
No, she's the flip.
Alana Bloom was Dickmatized.
Wrong show.
I'm sorry.
Wrong show.
These guys were
definitely...
Were pematized.
I can't even...
I don't know.
They were the male version of Dickmatized.
They were...
Without a doubt.
Katarina clearly had these guys both spun out.
Oh, yeah.
I like that term, spun out.
They were both spun out. I mean... Constantine is ready to scorch the earth, you know, because what Red did to this, and Red, he's willing to die. He doesn't want to be on the same earth as Red. He'd rather die than be and inhabit the same planet as Red because of what he did to her with Katarina. And Red is willing to burn everything down to protect the legacy of his daughter, Lizzie, and Katarina.
Say it again. I wasn't sure what you said. Did you say his daughter, Lizzie? Is that what you...
She did a nice job.
Brad, are you 100% on board that he's the dad?
Yes.
100%.
Yeah, I am. Okay. I am because I realized that first of all, I'm also backing up a little bit. I thought Megan Boone and Liz Keene were great in this episode. I thought, in fact, I will make another admission. That moment when they did the exchange... And Liz is like, I'll come for you.
That was good.
I might have got choked up on that.
Oh.
Out of the blue.
Now, granted, after the election, we're all a little emotional.
Yeah.
It doesn't take much.
And I'm like, what just happened there? Do I care about the black? Like, I really care.
Yeah.
And, or maybe I'm just, I'm a little emotionally fraught. But
Tom better not be dead. I bought her in the ambulance.
I bought her. I was really upset. But then, so what I realized is that there is a thing that they can do, and it's a thing that we'll do at the end where I thought, well, finally, we are free of this Lizzie Keene hating Red thing. There's no other way that she can go back to... She's admitted, like, you knew all along. You told me all along. I'll come for you. You did this for me. This is wonderful. I'm like, what could possibly piss her off again? And I realized, like, oh, she's going to find out in season five, if we make it that far, season five, that Red actually was her father the whole time, and it's going to piss her off. And
yeah,
she's
going
to say,
sure.
I can't believe you lied to me.
How could you
lie to me? I'm never talking to you again.
Yeah, we'll go around that circle again.
So, and then I realized, like, that's where we're going. I'm like, oh, once I realized that, then I realized that.
And the other thing, I'll say it, I've said it for a while now, there's no other way for the show to work. This show is weird as hell if he's not her dad. If he's not her dad, there's no conceivable relationship. Like, Uncle Red, that's not enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, like, Cousin Red, not enough. Only if he's her dad and she's the only daughter that he's got. And, well, I don't know about that. I can't necessarily say that that's one way or the other. But that's the only thing that makes all the scorched earth, all the bodies, all the burning, all the killing, all the murder. That's the only way that makes it all make sense. Anything else, he's a sociopath maniac.
So still, what's the point of the show, though? Why not... Why can't he just come out and say it?
Well, now they're free. Now they can come up with whatever the hell they want. Now they got all kinds of options.
Clearly, he has a reason. There's a reason why.
That's what I'm saying. The writer's room is free now to come up with whatever that is.
There's a reason why Lizzie... I mean, frankly, it's already done because, again, as I keep reminding you guys, we are in episode 8 of a 22-episode season.
I was going to say.
There's a lot of show.
A lot of room to run, Jay. A
lot of show left. The thing's already written. They already know where's it going. We don't, but... Hopefully they know. So we're only in episode 8, and frankly, yes, It's a Sasu 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times one.
Oh yeah,
Joe got it. He wins. Yeah, like we have a lot of show to go, and we have a lot of explanations. And I think the writers and John Bokenkamp already mentioned that. You know, I think Megan Boone mentioned this too. That we're gonna find out what Lizzie, why Lizzie is the key, why everyone's so, why Lizzie's so important. And it has to do, she's going to realize that she can't escape. She's trying to run away from the FBI, run away from Red. She's going to realize that she can't run away because she's the key to everything, whatever that means.
And we'll figure it out.
So we're going to figure it out. But the whole time, she's not going to know that Red's the father. And that's, and I'm fine with that. The questions I have, though, which are real legitimate questions for me, are did they explain the first DNA test? The thing that led Kirk to believe that Lizzie was the father in the first place.
It was a Russian DNA test, right?
Faulty
Russian DNA.
Red said Katerina made you see what you wanted to see.
Yeah, if you're a Russian operative, you want to go get a DNA test done, and the Russian, and you want KGB to be in charge of whether. Yeah, of course they can falsify that.
Right. Yeah.
Now we're going to find out all kinds of stuff about the KGB over the next 4 years.
This is all Katerina.
Yes.
Okay. So
that's not fair. I don't know if it's all Katerina or it's all somewhere, you know, trickle down from Katerina.
Yeah.
But basically, you got to consider if she's a Russian operative, she's got access to whatever the Russians wanted Kirk to believe. And if the Russians wanted Kirk to believe it was his daughter, then that's what they set up.
Here is the other thing. Like, that Langley? Langley's in the house?
Langley!
Hey,
Langley. What up,
Langley? Nice to see Langley's you. Langley's a smart individual right there.
Langley jumped in here.
Yeah.
Live.
Done and done.
That guy.
Yeah. So before that, like, have we always thought that Katerina was essentially bad, maybe an evil person? I think we've always thought Katerina was a spy or whatever, but I don't think we ever thought that she was a bad guy.
No, I don't think
this
we have.
This is the first hint that we have that Katerina may be a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe she's at the top of the blacklist.
Well, there's no goods or bads in these people. I mean, we have just varying degrees of gray, right? I mean, we all acknowledge that true. I mean, a conventional reading of Red is that he's a sociopath maniac, murder, death, kill is his go to for just about anything. But we like him, you know. Yeah. And Alexander Kirk, same kind of thing. We kind of like him too.
Yeah. That's the world we live in here on the blacklist.
That's it. That's all gray. So, I mean, saying Katerina's bad, I think that's kind of overly simplistic. She's probably just got an agenda. That's all the show does is follow, you know, chase each character's wants.
Yeah. Michael, I agree with you. Michael Jones, it is a defeated week for us as well. And good to see
please,
you all.
Please, please, please don't put Braswell wearing that lovely, lovely peach blouse in the same category as Trump, because that's a triumph and the Trump shit is not. So that one's a blow for the good guys, I think.
It's a politic-free zone.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, okay, yeah. Sorry.
We're my bad. Blacklist.
I love everybody.
But we're... what was I going to say? Oh, so... I don't know. Yeah, so I think Katerina is my... I'm jumping in prediction. I think she may be vaulted to the top of the blacklist now.
Ooh, Katerina. All things been to get Katerina?
Lead to Katerina. I mean,
I concur. Absolutely.
It's obvious. I mean, does anyone have any doubt whatsoever the thing that he whispered to Constantine was Katerina's
alive?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Mean, there's no doubt in anyone's mind.
Absolutely.
The only other thing that could have been to me is the Yoda whisper. No, there is another.
Oh,
you know,
God.
Like there's like she's got a sister or a twin or some shit. But I think you're right. Odds are it's Katerina's alive.
You know what would be the worst thing ever?
Well, we are discounting the memories.
The worst thing ever, worse than our election, worse than anything, worse than this blouse, worse than anything in the world.
My Yoda impression?
No, yeah, worse than that even, which is hard, would be Megan Boone playing her twin sister. Her Russian twin sister.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. I never thought about it.
But if Lizzie has a twin, a Russian twin sister... With an accent? That might be the worst thing ever.
And like super crazy blonde hair.
I want to see it so bad.
No, you said it might be another. I'm like, please, God, no.
Oh, my God.
All right, sorry, I digress.
We aren't discounting, though, Red's past family. Remember, he had the house that he blew up.
The ballerina, the chick, the ballerina girl. Like, he's sitting in the thing.
So there's a sister, maybe the sister's curse?
Yes. Don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't know,
that's
but he had another family with two daughters, right?
Were there two?
Yeah.
There were two, I believe.
Well, you know, I agree. And Watson King brought up a good point. I'm jumping all over the place here. But, like, 3 weeks ago, The Blacklist was kind of on the bubble. The ratings were really, really poor. They were, like, a 1.1. They did really bad. And last night, they had huge ratings. So they had huge numbers. Watson King brought that up. It did 6.5 million people watched. And so The Blacklist lives. I think it's off the bubble. I don't know if it's been renewed yet, but I think it's off the bubble for now.
Well, I think they freed themselves. You got to imagine it was scary for the producers because will this show survive without this great mystery? And I think they've found a way.
So many mysteries.
But I mean, that was the overarching, like, is this her dad? And that's been the thing they've been stringing along for so long. But I think
we did it for 75 episodes.
They overplayed it
we
so much.
We get it. Thank you.
I think why so many people went, you know what, fuck it, I'm out. You know, and so finally last night they hit it. I think they did it. They locked it up, but they did it in a smart way.
Yeah.
And now we're moving forward. I love it.
In a way that opens more questions and gives us more story.
Which is great.
Let's dive into this episode a little bit. Where we pick up where we left off at the hospital. Mm-hmm. And when Red's like, get out of there, Lizzie. Lizzie's like, you know, I just talked to Reddington. he thinks something bad's going to happen.
Langley double the pounding.
Yeah. he thinks something bad's going to happen. They go into mode of like, wait, something is going to happen. Cooper realizes that they're already inside the building. Tom starts to realize something's off. The attack happens. My girl Odette is on. Is that her name, Odette?
Mm-hmm.
Odette is on the mic. That was a pretty good little scene there.
That was a
great extraction. And them getting out of there and the smoke and the protocol and them getting Lizzie and then Tom Keene jacking someone and getting in that car and whipping after him.
Here, mm-hmm. let me say this. Clearly, the people at Ford did not continue their sponsorship because that...
No, Mustangs.
That was not a Ford Mustang.
That was definitely a Mercedes.
That was a Mercedes. That was a very nice Mercedes.
It was. Yeah. It was delightful.
And what a good scene. He tore it up.
It's great.
He tore it up. He had some action.
Yeah.
I believed him. I believed that Tom was like going to get his wife.
He did it with enough... It was big enough. He's like, I'm sorry, but I need the car. Give me these. He was very charming about it. I'm jacking your
charming
car.
Charming about everything he does.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's like the Dawson's Creek of car jacking right
yes.
there.
Yes. Aw, you can have my car.
Sure. Take it. I don't want to wait. then he does the move where he goes under the, you know, he goes under the van.
Yeah.
And wrestler, you know, I mean, and I also saw that coming. What's going to happen? Well, wrestler and Navabi came in. Took the guys out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those guys were pretty funny. They said I couldn't kill you, so you couldn't jack you up.
Their little tit for tat, Tom and Wrestler. The amount of times they save each other, mm-hmm. be like, hey, man,
you owe me one, buddy.
Hey, man, you owe me.
Again, that's
my turn. Your turn. My turn.
I've said it a thousand times. That's the buddy cop movie I want.
Absolutely.
That's like the Midnight Run or the Tango and Cash or whatever it is. I want to see that with Wrestler and Tom. Like,
Wrestler got a little dark this episode.
Yes.
Dark as in what?
Digging out that bullet.
Yeah. Wrestling? That's not very Boy Scoutish.
No.
That's not in the manual at all.
Yeah, and I wonder about, I mean, I'm not...
I mean, when do you have time to shave for the third or fourth time that day if you're digging out muscle, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, very un-Boy Scout-like, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I wonder, we asked the question a lot, especially in the 24 days and the, you know, on the Jack Bauer days, you know, tell me where the bomb is and all the torture and, you know, guns to the kneecaps and everything else. We haven't seen much torture on television lately, and this was flat out torture. And I don't want to go on a whole commentary whether or not we're numb to it or it's acceptable. Or I think the audience is like, yeah, get the information. We don't care, but it's still kind of torture. But I wonder if this was just a comment on when I see that. I wonder if it's a political commentary or if it was a story driven commentary. Meaning, if it was more of a commentary on wrestler's character, like you said, this guy has now gone from Boy Scout to a guy who's capable of saying, no one knows where we are, I'm off book, like, you know, I'll do whatever it takes. What do you guys think? Do you think that this was like, is this about Wrestler, or is this just like, you know, a device now that happens in TV shows?
I think it's a combination of all of it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get, if you, I would imagine, I've never been in the writer's room, but I would imagine that you try and get as much bang for each scene as you can, and so you have different actions for each scene. In that scene, you're obviously darkening up your guy for the first time. You got Wrestler doing something that is straight up, and there's no he's unapologetic about it.
Right.
Like a lot of the times in the past, if he's done something, it's off. He's had to loosen his tie and he's been screwed up about it. He's had a mental anguish.
He's a drink.
Yeah. He's gone three.
This was his idea.
Yeah. He's gone 3-4 hours sometimes without shaving, and that's really
confused Navabi was down. Navabi was like, hmm? Eyebrows was like,
Rrr. Yeah, Navabi's like, I'm Assad. What?
Yeah.
Navabi never has any problems.
Right, don't bore me with this.
Yeah. I got to do this twice before breakfast.
Right?
I loved it. I like that they're showing progression in his character. He's been toyed around, and he's been effed with left and right. And he no longer plays by the book. He realizes now, in his job, that's just not how we do it now. Right. So let's, if you can't beat him, join him. So let me dig a bullet out of this guy's chest.
And they're all, I mean, like Cooper was all in it. You know, they came out. Cooper's like, oh, what'd you get? You know, no, there was no, you know, no one.
Pretty
was,
sure this is tendon on my finger.
Yeah.
I crossed the line saying tendon. He dug out a bullet. Nobody bothered
just
with
like
that.
Imagining a tendon just sort of like dangling like, off his finger.
Well, it gets stuck to you, you know.
Right. It got sticky. No?
And not so tough after all that tough guy, Vasily or whatever his name was.
Victor. Let's go with Vasily. That seems easy.
I don't know. So anyway, so they get the information. They give it to Aram. Aram starts doing his, you know, business. Not very successfully at that time.
Can I tell you this?
Yes.
I love Aram when the serial aspect of the show is in high gear, mm-hmm. and they're just moving like that, and there's no time for he does a great job. He does a great job when they give him more, but he has a great job when he's in his doing his job on the bridge. You know what I mean?
100% agree because this was an episode. I wonder, you know, if I keep forgetting to call him here. I didn't call him here. I'm a bad person. But I wonder if you know, we got no funny yuck you know. Aram. This was like all serious,
all
doing my job, all business Aram all the time. And I like that. Like, because there's no time for that. This is the height of all crises. You know, Lizzie's gone. The hospital's been breached. Like, this is like time for business. And it's good to see Aram in that
moment. Without
a doubt. Yeah.
Yeah.
So in that moment, so Red is up, obviously up to something with Dembe, and they're up to finding they have Dr. Shaw. He's leaning on Dr. Shaw to find patient zero and find out what's going on with this. We do later find out that that her treatment did work. Patient zero was this woman who is now district attorney?
She's a lawyer.
District attorney.
Yeah.
And
which is a pretty high profile job for somebody who's supposed to be dead.
Well,
I wondered that too. But that's all right.
They find her. They
Lucille Box.
Lucille Box. They extract her. And
again, charming, clever extraction.
So fantastic. Yes. Look at that.
And only possible in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
No, only in the last couple of years would anyone believe that a car just pulls up and, you know, like, sight unseen. Oh, it must be UberX. Put me in.
Without saying Uber, without saying Uber, without saying
nothing.
I have a car coming.
Yeah, it's a car service.
It's a town car.
Yeah.
Name I can't pronounce.
Right.
Yeah.
That was a little, I don't know if they would need that comment. It's a name I can't pronounce.
Dimby?
No, no, but I thought that was a little, I don't know. Never mind.
I thought it was charming. I thought the whole thing worked. Again, charming Tom.
It did. Tom is charming.
And he got the glasses back for that.
He put the glasses on. He just his hair
was
off.
I always trust you a little bit more. Yeah, when you got the glasses on.
He did the glasses. He did his hair. He looked very, very charming.
Do you think he just keeps the glasses in like a side pocket somewhere? He's like,
you
never know when you need
the glasses. Bust out the glasses.
A little bit of gel, and here I am.
I'm the most trustworthy dude you've ever met. Hipster dad.
Yeah. Blacklist : Uber stories. I like that one. I'd watch that miniseries.
Yeah.
Blacklist : Uber stories. That's funny. Anyway, yeah. So then he pulls a gun. He says, I'm not going to hurt you. And then, you know, obviously they get rid of him. What I want to get to later is I'm not sure how much. So at the very end, I'm jumping around. At the very end when Red shows up after it's all said and done. Like, Tom did not blink. Tom's like, oh, did it work? So apparently it worked. Yeah. Like, what worked?
I don't know. Because Dembe was pretty convinced. Because Dembe and Red showed up. Dembe was pretty convinced, like, this was the end.
Red was convinced this was the end.
Forgive
Dembe convinced this was the end.
For Kate. Like, there are things we could do, Red. He's like,
right.
Nah, I just got to do this. So did they have a little secret plan? But it didn't seem like
Tom
that.
Tom was not
bench.
Worried at all. Tom's like, hey, what's up, Red? It worked, huh? She's in the back. Like, is there a side plan, or did I miss something?
I was a little confused on that,
Did I miss something,
too.
Folks? Anyone? Langley, Jason Clark, Golden Toe? I don't know what happened there. Because Tom did not seem, you know, phased at all. It made me feel like there was some other, like, double con going on there.
I don't know. I got nothing.
And the plan was put into action after Red already went to go see
And it made it sound like Kirk. That. Did the plan work? Did you convince Kirk to let you go?
Was it Dembe's plan?
I don't know. Maybe it's just as simple as, you know, Kirk bought it. Kirk wanted to live, you know, and then he let him go. Maybe that was
You know, maybe that, well, From Dembe's point of view, obviously, you know, Red knew it was a long shot, and right. And he was right. You know, right. He had to pull out his ultimate trump card.
Yeah,
forgive the term. Yeah. Whatever the you know the whisper. Well, the whisper is the ultimate ace in the hole that he had. Yeah, that he you know.
Yeah. Trump card.
I'm sorry, it was out before I thought about it. They arrived just ruined. Before you did.
Before we get into the Kirk showdown and the eventual the team finding Red. I want to go back to Mr. Kaplan.
Mr. Kaplan.
Yeah. Kate, escaping.
We seem to have some resolution to that thing.
Yeah.
I've said it last week. That whole storyline just drive me nuts.
It was weird.
I'm out. Like, it was weird. A cool thing that, like, you know, we had to do something. It just seemed like they had to have a resolution for last season. There had to be a betrayal. We know that Red wouldn't stand for it. Red, you know, and is Red that bad of a shot?
I guess.
You know,
apparently
he's not gonna do the double tap, like, you know, two in the chest, one in the head.
No, we've all seen Keanu Reeves. What's the
John Wick?
John Wick, man.
John Wick, boom, double, boom, boom, double boom, tap, boom, in boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. I hear it's so good.
So good.
I can't see the dog part.
Hey, if you like, well,
it's quick.
If you like people getting shot in the face,
I do.
Like twice. At twice. A time, pop, well, pop, pop. The body count is astounding.
Really? You like John Wick? Anyway, no, I wonder, like, so. We went through all of that. She crawled around. We had the mysterious guy, this pristine land that no one knew about, and the cameras, and the guy saves her, and he's like creepy. And at the end, he's like, hey, I wasn't going to hurt you. I'm just a nice guy. And she's like, I know. Fist bump, and she's out.
Wimp. Like, I don't know.
All that just seems like super weak to me.
Well, you know, you wonder maybe if they were thinking about going in a different direction with it. I mean, obviously they cast they didn't cast somebody. They could have cast that way further down the line.
Yeah.
Of available actors. I feel like that maybe, it almost feels to me like it was an unfinished storyline. Like there was a plan that they went, you know what, you guys, we just don't have time for it. It's not going to work. Let's just have to break it out.
So now she's back. So now we do have to figure it out. It will be cool to see, you know, Kate come back into the fold this season. Because obviously we have friggin' 30 episodes left of The Blacklist.
714.
So, you know, we will see Kate come back, and we'll see how that works out, and blah blah blah. But and we'll, you know,
or maybe Kate cruises over to Colon Redemption.
No, or maybe Kate cruises over to Alexander Kirkington.
Ooh,
you know, Alexander Campbellton. Never mind. Separate.
That's funny. That's really amusing, though.
Anyway, I digress. Okay, so. I think the whole Kate thing was disappointing, and I'm glad that it's done, and she's on the road, and she's on her way back to wherever. But where is she on her way back to? Because she's really very convinced that if Red knows she's alive, Red's gonna, you know, would do everything to kill her and everyone around her. And she may or may not be wrong about that, but clearly there's gonna be some contact with Dembe because Dembe is sympathetic.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows how that'll play out? We'll wait and see. So anyway, we get to Red. I want to talk about this Red Lizzie thing because it was...
She just got into a random car, right? Like hitchhiking style? Or was the guy come looking for her?
I thought that was...
It was weird because it could have been either.
She didn't even, like, hesitate.
Clear about that.
She just got in.
Yeah. No, that seems to me like...
And he just pulled over. I was vague to me.
That seemed to me like the nice country, like, hey, you know what? Nobody comes around here.
What country do you live in? Not the one that happened... Not the one I just saw vote someone else.
God, this is so sad. Everyone's so sad.
Yeah, the nice country road. Sure. Okay, so I want to talk about this whole thing with Liz being caught and Red feeling like he has to go save Liz. Now, we're seeing where Dembe is saying, we could do this, we could do that. And he's like, it's Lizzie. I thought that was very affecting, and why I'm wearing this is I took that to mean like it's my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I couldn't take it any other way.
And it's got to eventually. Be
I was screaming at the computer screen and the TV, and I was like, "Damn you, Flippo!" But I was really like, "Oh God!"
I wish I could say you're the first person to say, "Damn you, Flippo!" Yes, but you are not
100 today. They go make the exchange. They have the very emotional Liz saying, "I'll come. We'll come for you," which she did. And we got that information packed exchange with Kirk and what's his name and Red. But what about Odette?
The wicked stepmother?
I liked her so much. Did she kill herself? Was that what that was?
I don't know if that was that or an escape. I mean, it didn't seem like it was that very far
shallow.
To go.
Well, it was the whole side of a ship, which could be 7-10 stories.
That's definitely some Mr. Kaplan water. Definitely some Mr. Kaplan territory now.
Because yeah. I gotta tell you, I think she's I'm a big fan.
If
smoking hot and just cool as hell and
if
sharp.
An episode if January episode 9, Odette comes washing up on shore, I don't know. I don't know. but she did. I mean, look, it's a far drop. I mean, it's a neck breakable situation. Not a 100% fatal situation.
No,
by any means.
But I mean, the water that she was jumping into that was on the dock side of the ship. So I mean,
yeah.
But Odette was going to kill her, right? Odette, wicked stepmother. She always hated Lizzie.
Always hated Lizzie
because of what she did to Kirk. And I love that. I love that little quick little exchange.
You like that, right?
It was so great. Like he was a great man. He was a great man. He's become twisted and capable of things I never would have thought.
And remind
why me, that's her fault though, and now she's not even his daughter. Why do we have to kill her?
Right.
Like, get over it, Odette. He's done now. Maybe he'll go back to being the good man. P.S. He's dying tomorrow morning. So,
yeah, exactly. And remind me,
none of this was Lizzie's fault.
How did Wrestler and the gang find her at the dock?
Oh, because Aram caught the silver panel van on
the gym.
He caught
prior to the gym.
He caught the silver panel van on cameras in the burger.
Got it. Gotcha. So that was kind of a weird little thing. Like it was very, I don't know. It reminded me of a little bit of Les Mis. A little bit of
Stars.
You yes, sing?
Exactly.
You singing that loud.
It reminds me of Stars.
Oh, Stars.
Yes, with
Javert.
With Javert.
Okay, let's do it.
I want you to sing so badly.
It
reminds me of
a
little tune called Stars from the hit Broadway musical.
You may have heard.
Les Miserables.
Oh.
But it did remind me of that. Like she said, threw herself off the thing rather than, I'm not going to sing.
Okay.
One more.
He wants to so badly.
I'm not going to sing.
Out in the darkness. Come on.
anyway, so.
Musical theater nerd.
Aram hacks the GPS.
That was after. You're right.
Lizzie's idea. They go back to the gym. They find out what's happening, but not before. And look, I thought Red's a pretty tough cookie, man. He had like three shots that were like, if I give him one more shot, he's going to croak. He had like three of those.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one more shot, he's not going to make it. Crank. One more shot, he's dead. Nah. I mean it, Kirk. You give him one more shot, he's like, nah. I'm like, Jesus. I'm like, is he going to die? What's happening here? But apparently, you know.
You know what, though? It was such a great device for so many reasons. Number one, you're not putting your star through, like, hanging from the thing and getting beat up. And, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, he's a little older. That's not what he's built for anymore. And I also love that, but at the same time, you get the exact same payoff from the toughness. You get all the payoff with none of the misery. I thought it was a terrific idea. Great device.
Right. So, exchange, whatever they said, we assume 100% that is Katarina's alive.
Yeah.
You know, we assume that Kirk went to go get cured and went to go get undead. Red's fine. Well, Red said we'll never hear from Kirk again, which, why is that? Because why would we not hear from him again?
I doubt that that's going to be the deal.
Why would he say
that? First of all, yeah, I doubt that would be the
deal. Of course not, but why would he even say that?
But he doesn't care about Masha anymore, or Lizzie Keene. It's not his daughter.
No, but he had to tell her something. He told him something. He said, Katarina's alive.
So maybe that's his new mission. Find Katarina. So Odette's totally coming back because now she's going to be a woman scorned. First she's a wicked stepmother. Now she's a woman scorned.
She's like another Russian chick?
No, for real.
All right.
Who are the women in this family?
Or she's a twin sister. Okay, that's a lot. Let's get in. We only got a few minutes left.
Even if she had a twin sister, again, it wouldn't matter to Kirk
because
it's
the
not
twins
his.
Would still be. Yeah, they were both because genetically.
Unless Katarina somehow carrying one child that was Kirk's and one that was Red's, which I think
special Russian KGB experiment. We make you pregnant with seven different guys. No problem.
She sewed one child in the corset. With the jewels.
One child in the corset. The jewels. In the corset.
It could be like a twins thing where like they're both the father. No,
we're going to go to predictions here. We've only got 2 minutes before we're like the studio catches on fire.
We all got to run.
So I do want to acknowledge all of our folks watching, listening to us
right now.
Thank
you guys.
Thank you very much to Jason Clark, Langley, Jamie Newman, Golden Toe, Watson King, of course, Shane DeLay, Tyler, Sasu, Michael Jones, Mike Jones, you know, everyone else.
Jason Clark, imagine if Blacklist: Colon Redemption is a musical spy series. That'd be magnificent. Yes. With Twin Lizzie's guest starring every twice a season.
Do a little soft shoe.
Give me some predictions right now, and I just want to know what did he tell Kirk after he plunged the last thing into his neck that should have surely killed him? What did he tell Kirk?
But I don't think he
put the needle in, but he didn't.
Oh, he didn't plunge.
He didn't hit the plunger.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Who's here? And then
I thought you put
the thing, but then you got to do the thing. But he didn't do the thing.
He didn't do the thing.
All right, I can't.
He didn't do the pushy thing.
What happened?
All right, so I think he whispered the following two things: Katerina is alive,
right?
And I think Masha has a sister. Those are the things that he whispered, and that's what I think is happening next.
Okay.
Again, why does that matter to Kirk if she has a sister?
Well, because the sister could be Kirk's.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Julia, what do you got?
You know, I think Katerina's alive. I'm not 100% like you boys are that he's the dad. Not 100.
Fine.
I'm inching closer and closer, but I'm not 100%. Just a little too easy.
Or unless
it's like saying, like, I'm a changed man. Like, Kirk was a changed man. Like, I'm not the man I used to be. I'm not your dad anymore.
I'll tell you this. He may not be the dad. He thinks he's the dad, though. So unless Katerina's like, oh, by the way, I have the real DNA test.
Why not tell Lizzie at this point?
I don't know. He's trying to protect her. He's always been trying to protect her.
What's all that stuff you're trying to grab? The straws. The straws you're grasping at straws. That's so sad.
That was it. That Katerina's alive and I'm not 100%.
Okay. I think that Katerina's definitely alive. I think that there may be another sibling. I think there may be we're going to get into a whole Russian backstory. Not unlike this country, but the whole Russian backstory. We're going to get into a whole Russian backstory. And in the back half of in January, we'll see where that goes. Aptly timed. January's, they're January back with Russians. 5th.
And we have the Manchurian candidate taking office. Yay!
Oh, come on. No politics.
You brought it up first.
But happy holidays,
everybody.
Happy
holidays. Have a great Thanksgiving. Wonderful Christmas. Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, everything. You guys have been fantastic. Thank you very much.
If you hear a gingerbread man yelling to you to go to Target, I'm sorry.
Yes!
Joe is
the voice of Ginger on Target. So when you're watching Target commercials and listening to Target on iHeartRadio, and you hear a Ginger guy voice, it's Joe Filippo.
Yes.
Congratulations for getting that gigantic.
We're going to wrap it up.
Where can we find you?
Joe Filippo on the Twitters, and josephsanfilippo.com is my website.
You.
Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat ish, Julia Carrelly, my name,
JULIACERLEY.
Right. At JK Braz.
I remember.
At JK, wait. Joe K. Braswell on Twitter and Instagram, at JK Braz on Snapchat.
You put on one blouse, you lose your mind. It's so sad.
This is actually, I might keep this
on. It's comfortable. It's
outside. Thank you very much, guys. We'll see you in January.
Thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.